Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Murray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Murray. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch DiMaggio for the double play. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wall moves to second. Joe Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leaner throws the ball into Joost, who tags Doerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Zorrilla reaches third base with a triple. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zorrilla scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-1 in the game. Leaner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pesky scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Stevens moves to third. Doerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Scheib now pitching. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Zorrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Zorrilla reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Doerr scores. Vollmer moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batts is walked intentionally. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kinder hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vollmer scores. One out. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to third. Wall moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Goodman moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Stevens moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Vollmer moves to second. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Vollmer moves to third. Batts moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scheib strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCuskey strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kinder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch DiMaggio for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wall takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 4 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Lehner goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.